The union for workers at the Fletcher subsidiary Easy Steel is unhappy about a looming restructure. They blame management for the situation. And First Union's Justin Wallace is with us right now. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you, Helen?
I'm very well, thank you. How many jobs are going to go?
What we're looking at potentially across both unions, that's First Union and Air 2, you know, anywhere between 25 and 35 potentially. It all comes down to what would happen in the end out of the consultation process and what the outcome is on the feedback from the company.
And how many jobs, like what proportion of jobs is that?
Well, this is the thing with Fletcher's, right? So they have a, because it's a subsidiary, there's obviously the mother plant, which is Fletcher Building, and with Easy Steel on the rest of the subsidiaries, there seems to be an homogenising in some cases of management and HR and marketing and all that sort of stuff. So our understanding is there's roughly about 47 odd staff that was in their latest release in regards to their budgets, but we could be looking potentially for a staff of around about 50 to 60. The interesting part is that this has not only been targeted at union members, it's also been targeted at management, marketing, and other areas that are outside of the union coverage. So, yeah.
They say, this is Fletcher, they say that the problem here is market conditions and hence the restructure. Do you not agree with them?
No, I think Fletcher's is much like the Titanic, Helen, where they saw the iceberg and they saw it from quite a way out. And the captain of the ship, who most recently said he would take all responsibilities on this, just kept charging towards that iceberg. And what's actually happened is the iceberg has hit. And over the last decade, just Fletcher's seems to be consistently hitting icebergs. And unfortunately, those people doing the mahi tend to be the ones that take the brunt of it, where the rest of them, as in the board, just tend to be able to take their severance packages and bugger off and go somewhere else and find themselves on another board elsewhere. So there are some measures that would be affected by market, but I think the blame needs to be looked also with the decision-making within their board level and at the top management as well.
All right, Justin, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Justin Wallace, First Union.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.